Coming to you from the heart of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, August 7, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Tulsi Gabbard renewing her war on fellow presidential candidate Kamala Harris. And Gabbard says the California senator's entire campaign is built on a lie that she intends to expose. Number two, the stock market rallied Tuesday after taking a beating to start the week. Some are saying the Chinese blinked and the market rallied. Others claim China has dealt farmers in America a body blow. Who's right? We'll dig deeper. And number one, the left has gone mad. Democrats, one after the other, screaming racism, calling the president racist, Republicans racist, anyone that supports them racist, bigots, misogynist, and worse. This is not a winning strategy. I caution you. If you're a Democrat, if you're a progressive, I caution you. The whole race in 2016 went upside down when Hillary Clinton referred to half the nation as deplorables. She may well have hung on in Michigan or Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, except that she insulted the voters. The insults to the voters now are far worse. The insults to the president far worse. You're a member of the Ku Klux Klan. You're a Nazi. If you support Republican, you are responsible for mass killings in El Paso if you're a Republican. This is the kind of nonsense being spewed across this country like so much filth from a manure spreader at the farm. Get a clue, guys. I'm not responsible for the shooter in El Paso. And yes, I am a member of the National Rifle Association. I am your neighbor. And I am not the enemy. So let's make that clear. Attacking the National Rifle Association, trying to blame the NRA that defends gun rights for the murders in El Paso or Dayton or anywhere else is absurd. It's foolhardy. It's foolish. To blame me because I believe in small government and lower taxes and thought Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate and supported Donald Trump, to blame me for the shootings, to call me a bigot, a misogynist, a racist, is also absurd. And not productive. You sit there and you pontificate from your high towers about how Donald Trump uses divisive language, how Donald Trump uses language that divides this nation, and yet you sit right there and call me a bigot and a racist and a supporter of the Ku Klux Klan and a Nazi. You sit there with a straight face and talk about Donald Trump's language and presentation and then spew out filth beyond anything he's ever said. And don't take me to the big lie of Charlottesville. We've been there before. It is a huge lie. Donald Trump spoke out forcefully against white supremacy. Donald Trump spoke out forcefully against the agents of hate that were in Charlottesville, and you know it. And if you don't know it, you haven't bothered to do your homework. The big lie in Charlottesville has been having negative impact on this country ever since. It's divided this country. The big lie that Donald Trump praised white nationalists, that Donald Trump praised Nazis and white supremacists and said they're very fine people. He said no such thing. And if you believe that, you believe the big lie of Charlottesville that has continued to divide us for 2 years since. It is the obligation of the news media to tell the truth, and they have not done it. They have time and time again regurgitated the lie of Charlottesville to the detriment of this nation, to all of us, because it's created fault lines. It's created this belief in some that Donald Trump is this racist. Did you know back in 1986, he received an Ellis Island Award? He received it alongside Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali. You know why? Because Donald Trump had done so much for inner city youth, black children, to help them out, that he was awarded this humanitarian award, the Ellis Island Award in 1986. People don't change. They just get older. Donald Trump, to call him a Nazi, you'd have to believe that he hates his daughter, Ivanka, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and all of their grandchildren. They're all Jewish. So to believe this big lie, you have to believe things that are absolutely absurd. You would have to believe that the woman that in large part ran the Trump Association and the Trump corporations for years, a black woman, an African-American woman, that somehow she was just there for show. The truth of the matter is, she was a brilliant, accomplished, hardworking, and competent human being who did great work for the Trump family. You would have to believe that Donald Trump, working hard on the economy that has dropped the unemployment rate of the black community to all-time record lows, the Hispanic community to all-time record lows, that somehow that's an unintended consequence of just helping out white people or some other such nonsense and some other such rot. If Donald Trump is a racist, he's lousy at it. Truly lousy at it. If he was this racist that everybody pretended him to be, why would he work so hard to put in opportunity zones in cities where businesses can thrive, most of those being businesses owned by people of color? If he was a misogynist the way he's made out to be, why does he work so hard to make sure that the unemployment rate for women is so low? You see, the narrative doesn't add up when compared to the facts and the actual outcome. Truth doesn't match the rhetoric coming to us from the left. And the nauseating idea that somehow Donald Trump is responsible for the mass killings in El Paso and Dayton is gut-wrenching and absurd. And why won't the media tell you the truth about the Dayton shooter, a far-left activist, an anti-gun advocate, a guy who supported Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, an outspoken critic of President Trump? Why don't they tell you any of that? A socialist, a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, who he praised. Do we blame Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for her association with the same corporation or same organization that he praised? No. Do we blame Elizabeth Warren, even though he's saying her praises on social media? No. Or Bernie Sanders? No. The only people that are responsible for these gut-wrenching, grotesque atrocities are the people that committed the crimes. Where I come from, where I grew up, we hold the people accountable that committed the crime. We don't blame the book they read or the person they listened to. Sure, it can have an impact. But this is not Donald Trump's fault. This is the fault of those soulless monsters that found some gratification in murdering those they'd never met. Murdering strangers wholesale in the streets for that sole purpose. And in El Paso, the environmentalist activist that he was, blaming immigration on the destruction of the environment, that was one of his biggest motivating factors, not race. Not racism, destruction of the environment. And in Dayton, it's possible we've seen our first Antifa mass killer. Think about that for a moment, if you will. Think about that. It's 14 after on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of five infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory, They briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.